and good evening. Time is 6 o'clock. You're tuned to WDIY Allentown, 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. My name is Ken Michael. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. And my guest this evening, talking about a brand new series at the Ice House, include Doug Roysden, the coordinator of Ice House Tonight, Jeff Vitale, who's the board president of the Southside Film Festival and one of the presenting members at the Ice House with a fascinating film coming up in January, which I'm very excited about, and Loli Kinney, director of communication, director of community arts of Bethlehem. Welcome, everyone.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for having us.
Doug, was this your idea to start this program, to get this program? Because I know you've been a member of the Ice House family for a long time. You're part of that great community.
Sure, the story goes, I kind of walked out the back door of the Ice House one day and looked over and saw that they had just built this new dormitory about 30 footfalls from the Ice House, and about that time the downtown just kept developing and developing and developing, and it just seemed like there was a natural evolution happening in front of my eyes. The Ice House should be doing evening shows, and they they should be regional, and they should be a kind of stage for younger performers as well.
And the Ice House is a great venue because it's midway between the north side and the south side of Bethlehem. And they have very distinct characters, and there's been a lot of cross-pollination of late, which is a wonderful thing to see. But it's a great bridge between the two, literally, and just a great venue, a great performance place that people have never been there should know more about. It's a beautiful setting for a great series.
Well, that's right. It's got nature, it's got history, and my wife and I keep talking about the bike bridge that needs to go across the Lehigh to connect the Greenway and all that sort of thing. Yes, but that's not there, right? It's got a lot of those attributes that make it a central location.
And now, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, there were a number of groups under that umbrella at the Ice House. It's essentially a performance cooperative. There are a number of groups that use it regularly.
That's interesting because I kind of knew that was happening when we started scheduling this, but it wasn't until I looked down on the page and I noticed that, well, there was Touchstone and there was WDIY and the Southside Film Festival and Godfrey Daniels. And suddenly I said, well, this is like we're building up a kind of a whole committee of our arts, small arts organizations. And that, I guess I understood that was happening, but when I saw it on paper, it was like, really exciting. And that the Ice House could be a focus for once a year programming by all of these organizations. In other words, the chance to take what they had downtown to the wonderful new restaurant scene we have downtown, or connect it with the universities that we have around here. So it's funny that it wasn't like it was exactly planned, but once I saw it on paper, I saw it developing, and of course we can talk about how that might project in the future.
But the Ice House has become a nice home base for a number of groups, or a place to go for a number of groups that have wanted to put on performances there. And I know recently saw the Allentown Public Theater did a piece there, which was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. for many years, there have been great concert performances there,
that's
such
right.
as George Rabb's. I'm not even sure how you would describe his performances, but they're wonderful, and it's always a great time whenever he's there. There have been a number of other Godfrey Daniels performances that are, a little bit too big for Godfrey's wonderful room. Well, the Ice House.
That's
great
right.
venue to hear beautiful music.
Not to mention Mock Turtle Marionette. How many kids have had their first experience coming to Mock Turtle?
Yeah, well, that's kind of part of what this is about as well. It's kind of an extension of Mock Turtle. I mean, Mock Turtle's been at the Ice House for the last 17, 18 years. And so there was a kind of a situation. I've had this nice long-standing relationship with the city that's been great. It's been great all these years, and here we have dark time on some night like September 24th or something. Why should that be? I mean, there's a lot of things that kind of went together to make this.
And I just wanted to make note that historically Ice House been used as a venue for a lot of family programs, a lot of children's programs. Ice House tonight provides a new flavor that would provide a great date night for adults, where you can go downtown shopping and enjoying the great restaurants downtown and then enjoy a show. It provides a different type of atmosphere than one would be used to.
Is this kind of a, for want of a better word, a public relations campaign that the Ice House maybe isn't as well known out there as the community should be informed of it, or that?
I think a lot of people know about the Ice House now.
They should just know there's this great new series. And now this is you had a pilot program before this.
Yeah, and that was program where that really went well.
Kicked the tires, tried to see how it would go.
And the nice thing about that was it kind of characterized what we're trying to do there. It's not just that we're going to do rock and roll every Friday night. That's not what we're doing. What we're trying to do is make this a rich spectrum of the arts. It's a big deal that we had Dance Link in during the pilot program, Sarah Carlson's Dance Link, and it was just one of the greatest shows I've ever seen at the Ice House. And it was no mistake that the one I brag about all the time, poetry reading with Lisa DeUno that brought in 85 people to a poetry reading. I mean, it is about this diversity of discipline that we're about, and that's what we would like to showcase at the Ice House.
Now, Jeff, I know you're involved in this now, and it sounds like, and that's another kind of a no-brainer thing I was thinking about, to say, well, yeah, what a great room for screen, what
Absolutely.
A great place
well,
for
you know,
screening
here's,
films.
Here's a little bit of not-so-well-known trivia is that when we were tossing around the original idea of the Southside Film Festival, one of the venues that we talked about was the Ice House. And I think the only reason that it ended up not working out back then was possibly some of the equipment that was there at the time and maybe getting people over there. But I like this idea of this bicycle bridge. That sounds like a really cool idea to get people over there. But here we are 11 years later, and we're going to finally screen there. And we really like at the Southside Film Festival. We like, obviously, we have kind of our set venues during the festival, but we like screening at other venues. You know, we made a list about 2 years ago, and it ended up being about 25 or 30 different places that we screened, which really, when you sit down and put it on paper, it really surprises you. You say, why? I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And we're really looking forward. And Doug mentioned some nights that are dark, and what better thing to do than have something to do? And we have the enjoyable task of screening something on January 11th. So the holidays are over, and it's not Valentine's Day yet. So what better night to come out and do something than
nice
January 11th?
There, right?
Yeah, it's warm in the Ice House. The Ice House is warm, Yeah. And we're actually screening a film which I have not seen yet, but I'm very excited to see a 4-star documentary called Let the Fire Burn. And it's a documentary about the 1985 MOVE incident, bombing in Philadelphia. And anybody who remembers it or lived through it will want to come and see, what the filmmaker has put together. And anybody who doesn't know about it, it's going to be quite a learning experience to see what actually happened in 85. And strangely enough, the last surviving child from the incident just passed away a few months ago, I think. But for anyone who doesn't know, there was an organization called MOVE in Philadelphia, and they were kind of at odds with the city. And the city's solution to finally get rid of them, I guess, was to actually drop military-grade bombs on a city block.
Yeah. The mayor's official words were, blow the bunker off the roof.
Yep.
And they did.
And apparently the title of the film, Let the Fire Burn, is what they had decided to do, Let It Burn. And I think there were 11 people killed, five of them children. And obviously it was international news. And, I think it kind of ruined the reputation of an otherwise pretty good mayor, Wilson Good. It forever kind of tainted him. But it's from what I've read about the film, without having seen it yet, it appears to be fascinating and extremely well done. It garnered some awards at Tribeca this past year, and we're very much looking forward to screening it. So that'll be 8:00 on January 11th at the Ice House.
Speaking with Jeff Vitale, who's the board president of the Southside Film Festival, and also been speaking with Doug Royston, the coordinator of this new presentation, Ice House Tonight, then a new incarnation for the beautiful Ice House. Jeff, it's so nice that part of the Southside Film Festival's mission throughout the year has been, like you said, doing these things at other places, and you
Absolutely.
Do third Thursday screenings sometimes, and community engagement, which
Absolutely.
Is what I've always admired about it, rather than it simply being a spot to show another film. They've always been films that are very important and something to engage the community in. And it seems like all the missions of the programs you're doing for the Ice House have
that's
that in
exactly
mind.
Exactly that. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of back to the central position, back to the notion that there needs to be a good, solid stage for the next person who comes along, the young emerging artist. There needs to be a stage so that Jeff can come across the river and be part of the scene over here in downtown Bethlehem. You know, there's a lot of pieces that make the Ice House a pretty special place. One thing I didn't mention was there's even some thought that we would develop pre-shows for the Ice House Tonight, and the pre-shows would be younger people who are working in a medium, the medium of choice. For instance, we're having on Valentine's Day, we're going to have Pennsylvania Jazz Collective in. All right. So if before the show, we might have go up to the loft, the little loft theater up at the top. That's my theater up. That's where I have my shows up there. And have a, you know, give some people a chance to play, some kids a chance to play some jazz and that sort of thing. I think you even mentioned that, Jeff mentioned that, I don't think we have time for it at this point, but a young filmmaker might get a shot at showing his stuff before the official show, as a pre-show.
There's many points of contact as far as collaboration within arts organizations in Bethlehem. I think there's nothing paralleled to this kind of series that's happening right now in Bethlehem, where many organizations that have been doing their thing for decades or years coming together and showing support for each other. Now, it's also coming through with emerging artists, with potentially young filmmakers, potentially young musicians from the Lesson Center and various organizations. So I think that speaks largely at the heart of where we're coming from the Ice House Tonight series.
You know, there's a new group in town, of course. You've heard of the Eastern Pennsylvania Arts Alliance, who have been one of the sponsors of the Ice House Tonight. By the way, I just may as well get my sponsors out. That'd be a good idea, right?
So, we love our sponsors.
Yep. I mean, we have to thank the City of Bethlehem and everything we do. But the Pennsylvania Council of the Arts, through the Lehigh Valley Arts Council, Eastern Pennsylvania Arts Alliance, and Lehigh County Quality of Life grants have gone into this festival. But so many of the organizations that are going to be at the Ice House are members of the Eastern Pennsylvania Arts Alliance. And I don't know if you've had them on here, a show on here with that gang yet, but I think that's due someday. Yeah.
Speaking with Doug Royston, who's the coordinator of the Ice House Tonight series at the Ice House on Sand Island. Also speaking with Jeff Vitale, board president of the Southside Film Festival, one of the presenters at the new Ice House Tonight series. and Loli Kinney, who's the Director of Community Artists of Bethlehem. This is the Lehigh Valley Art Salon. My name is Ken Michael, and we'll be back in a minute.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Touchstone Theater, presenting Christmas City Follies, Thursday, December 5th through the 22nd at Touchstone Theater. A Bethlehem holiday tradition, this Touchstone Theater ensemble created classic yet again reimagines what the holidays are all about with music, wit, and holiday hijinks. For information, 610-867-1689 or touchstone.org.
Hi, this is Wagner Previato, Executive Director of WDIY. Thanks to your donations, our December pledge drive was a success. Best wishes to you and your families this holiday season from everyone at WDIY. And thanks again for your support.
And we're back. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. You're tuned to WDIY Allentown 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. And my guests this evening are all involved in the new Ice House Tonight series. And
I think the one thing that I really want to make sure people know about what's going on behind the scenes is another thing that's unusual about this. It's kind of a performance co-op that's evolving. And I think I did mention that at a certain point I could envision, having these various organizations actually be part of the committee that would guide the Ice House Tonight in the future. But the artists get the rent free. They get the full gate, and they get everything they can sell. And that is called artist-friendly. That is about what we're trying to do here.
And that's a great deal for emerging artists, for people that are beginning to make their way and just need a window to show it off in.
That's right. That's right. And last year we did two benefits, including WDIY, which we haven't plugged at all, have we?
Oh, that's right. We have something coming up there.
So maybe we can get Loli to talk about the WDIY.
The WDIY, actually, I am unfamiliar with the. Perhaps Ken, you're familiar with. I did hear a plug. A mic.
The Mike Metallia is going to be there this on the solstice on Saturday night. So yeah,
I was the second benefit. I would wrap on that. I was part of the pilot last year as well. We did Bethlehem Rocks, a fundraiser for the Fountain Hill Elementary School. We were raising money for the playground that they now are recipients of. We just had the ribbon cutting dedication. It was really lovely. We had a nice room, and it was a kind of inspirational catalyst that made the school board realize that they need to upgrade or revitalize each of the playgrounds in Bethlehem. So I would consider it a great success. So that was my first bit. As community artists of Bethlehem, we're doing our second one, Bethlehem Rocks 2, which is more of the fun stuff, not necessarily a benefit. Our date is on January 25th at 8 p.m. We have two of Bethlehem's greats bands. We're calling it Heroes of the 610. We have rock and reggae that night, rock being Kef, which is kind of a reunion show. They haven't played in about two and a half years, playing the best of blues rock of Bethlehem, compared awful lot to Grand Funk Railroad, as well as Trouble City All-Stars, which if you're in Bethlehem, you probably have recognized that name. They are our reggae kids in town. So we're going to, it's a $10 show for both bands. We start at 8. We're going to have a late show utilizing the projection and probably movies to be determined. So, yeah.
You have the whole roster figured out for this year, or are there still lots of holes in it where you want to put things in?
No, we're pretty much set doing it once a month right now. Mm-hmm. And we have about four or five options already for July and August. A lot of interesting different groups that we can look forward to bringing on. And if you want to know what's happening, the website is still evolving right now. As people come close to having their shows, they'll put it on. But if you go to the website at icehousetonight.org, icehousetonight.blogspot.com. icehousetonight.blogspot.com. You'll be able to keep up with what's going on and what the schedule is in the future. So,
I just love the idea of it. I just like the idea. There are a number of projects here in Bethlehem that have been like this, where rather than a single individual group going off doing this here, that a real sense of community, and not just a community of these artists,
that's
but
right.
the idea of the community of the north and the south side of the city, which, mm-hmm. you know, they kind of sit across a rather large river from each other, and they don't always go across and meet each other. And this is a great way of bridging that gap.
And Doug, didn't you say that classically the Ice House was a place for music in the late 1800s? It's historically been a place where community has come to meet.
Well, the Lehigh River, actually. I don't have my fancy quote with me. but the Lehigh River was a place where the inhabitants of Bethlehem would go down. And there's a quote that came from the 1850s where a guy observed how they went out onto the Lehigh in boats and they played music until 2 o'clock in the morning or something. I mean, that's that, and it's amazing because that is the same river that is right out, same stretch of river that is right outside the Ice House, and it was being commented on. That's about how many years ago?
Quite a few
years ago.
More to count.
Yeah, we're working on two centuries, but not quite.
Well, you know, I can't help but notice that every time we get together as groups, or anytime we talk about the arts in Bethlehem, the word community comes up over and over and over and over again. And, you know, when you're involved in any of these organizations, you develop such an appreciation for the community. And it's kind of, there's kind of two parts to it. There's the community of arts organizations and people who are involved in these organizations. And it's so rewarding to kind of work with these other groups and to schedule these things and help promote each other. And, you know, that's how we kind of spread the word, you know, that people who may be on our mailing list might not know about Mock Turtle, and they might not know about some of these other things, and they kind of get to learn these things. And, you know, when you sit back, especially this time of year, you look at what's going on around town. This weekend, I was working at Deja Brew, my cafe, plug. my wife and son were able to go on Saturday up to Zollner at Lehigh University to see the Nutcracker performed by Pennsylvania Youth Ballet. They were able to go on Sunday to Touchstone to see the Christmas City Follies. You know, 2 days in a row within walking distance of our place. You know, where else can you do that? You know, we walk down the block and we're on WDIY getting interviewed. And the other part of the community is the people who you see at show after show. You know, they don't just go to one specific, they're at all the different shows.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that strikes me every year when we have filmmakers in from all over the country, all over the world, actually, they always comment on the Q&A sessions on what a great, you know, I hear so many times, what a great question, what a great session
was. That's
what
right.
What a great audience. They're so engaged. Mm-hmm. They're so knowledgeable. And that's, you know, that's a testament to the community in Bethlehem. And we're happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's that list of partnerships that have actually gone on for many, many years. I mean, I've partnered with almost everybody on this list here, Touchstone, you name it. And you know, that is an ongoing theme. It's a theme of the Eastern Pennsylvania Arts Alliance as well. That and I think that the thing that maybe the Ice House tonight can start to express is the wholeness of what we are. It's not that we're just an arts community. It's we're pretty darn good, and that, you know, the stuff we do is pretty darn good.
And I think of the spirit of behind that, with all these varied arts interests and arts groups, we're cultivating a new audience where one audience might come just to see a rock show, but now they're getting exposed to a dance group or poetry reading. They know that consistently, at least monthly, that there's a new happening there. So within the community, we're cultivating a new audience, which is exciting.
Fantastic. Speaking with Lowly Kinney, who's the Director of Community Artists of Bethlehem, and we were also just speaking with Doug Roizen, who's the coordinator of the Ice House tonight. and Jeff Vitale, who's board president of Southside Film Festival, and a great film that's coming up just after the new year, all there at the Ice House Tonight venue. Thank you, gentlemen, and ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. I wasn't quite sure where to go with that. Somebody's stumbling all over things. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, of that I am sure, and you're tuned to WDIY Allentown 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. You want to give that address one more time there, Doug?
It's the Ice House Tonight
.blogspot.com.
Thank you.